Hare Krishna. Here we have a question from a Tarit Krishna Das. Just hang on a minute. Let me find out what this word Tarit means. The closest I could come to it was Tarita, which sounds to me like Tarini, or to save, like Taraka, like Mahamantra. But being no Sanskrit expert, seems like Krishna who saves us. Yes, Krishna saves us. Okay, but what's Tarit Krishna Das's question? If one wants to get married, how does one choose a suitable wife? The answer is very carefully. And same answer I would give to ladies. If you're going to choose a Krishna conscious husband, do so very carefully. Unfortunately, we see in ISKCON, and Hungarian Yatra is no exception, although our percentage may still be somewhat lower than the international average, is that we don't have a good record of stable, Krishna-conscious marriages, which are really the basis of our society becoming a society and for us actually being a Krishna consciousness movement or a Varnashram Krishna consciousness movement. The stability of society is based on the stability of householders, and when householders are not stable, when the family unit in itself is not stable, then you don't have stable society. And we see that our society lacks certain degrees of stability. What would I suggest in terms of being careful when one is actually selecting a spouse, a husband or a wife? Well, first thing is one really qualified? Am I really qualified to get married? Is this just a reaction to a biological urge? Or do I have a very clear picture, larger picture of what marriage and Krishna consciousness means? And of course, you're hearing this from Shivaram Swami, a sannyasi, and although I have experience of marriage life before Krishna consciousness for 7 years, I certainly have a lot of secondhand experience from seeing devotees doing it right and many also doing it wrong. So I'm just transmitting the information that I've gleaned from them, and of course, primarily from what I've also heard from Srila Prabhupada. But devotees certainly must be qualified. Qualified, I think, in at least two ways. First of all, is to really be clear about the duty that the Grihastha Ashram entails. In other words, being and learning how to be very duty-bound. Because when we talk about how do I choose a suitable wife, well, if you're actually really getting to the stage of choosing a suitable wife, in other words, making a choice, then you're an exalted soul. By that I mean, if it's not the modes of material nature making the choice for you, if it's not love or Cupid making the choice for you in the mode of passion, but you as a Krishna conscious person are able to actually make a choice yourself, then hallelujah. That is where we want to be. We want to make choices, and that choice really means having a clear picture that Grihastha Ashram is hard work. Hard work from the point of view of two people living together, I can't imagine anything more difficult than that. And that's what's required in a Grihastha Ashram. I may have very good friends and my who I have very close and deep relationships with, but I don't have to live with them in the way that a husband and wife have to live together. And in order to be able to do that, you really have to be dedicated to the principle of the Grihastha Ashram, to the institution of marriage itself. Whatever whatever comes along, and a lot of things are going to come along. But one thing that's going to come along is the initial romance is going to fade off, and even the attraction may end up, mutual attraction may end up fading off. But still, a person should have learned how to be sufficiently duty-bound and do things out of a sense of duty, whether they like it or not, because our success of our Krishna consciousness movement is going to depend on the success of our marriage institution and how seriously and how well devotees execute their vows of marriage. For that, one really needs good training. The training should come before, not after, from serious, mature, and successful grihasthas based on what Srila Prabhupada teaches in his books, and applying the things that Srila Prabhupada teaches in his books in a realistic context, relevant, broad-minded way, not in a fanatical way. And the other point about marriage is the willingness to do whatever it takes to secure the liberation of our children. Guru nasatsya, pita nasatsya, mata janani nasatsya. That one doesn't take the role of a mother or a father unless you can offer liberation to your children. At least offer it to them. And for that, that one is willing to do anything, whether it means I gotta move to Mayapur, I gotta homeschool my children, I have to take on a full-time tutor, I'm just giving alternatives, I have to live like a pauper, or I have to change my lifestyle, my place of living, whatever it requires, that I'm really giving my children the best opportunity to be Krishna conscious. And of course, there'll be different opinions on what best opportunity is. For me, best opportunity is what Srila Prabhupada has written about, spoken about quite elaborately. And once we have that type of perspective in mind and realize that we are really getting into something that's very, very difficult. Something way, way beyond just romance, but taking on a very serious responsibility. Then we need to find a spouse who has a similar way of thinking. And that's not easy. Someone, a husband or wife, who will actually think in the same way. These type of decisions should be made with guidance from superior Vaishnavas, from, if we have Krishna conscious parents, from them as well, from other well-wishers who will certainly have a much more objective vision of what's good for us and what isn't than we do ourselves. Srila Prabhupada wanted to take on a second wife, but he deferred to his father's advice not to do it because it was better for his Krishna consciousness. So I would say that when we're really talking about getting married, then we're talking about probably the most important decision that we're going to make in our Krishna conscious lives. I say it's more important even than getting initiated and accepting a guru, because very often we see that devotees who are initiated and have accepted, obviously, if you're initiated, you've accepted a spiritual master. If your marriage situation is not stable and good, then even we see that devotees are not capable of following the instructions of the spiritual master, sticking to vows, and practicing Krishna consciousness as they should. So it is really a life-defining decision that defines for conditioned souls even their commitment to Krishna consciousness, and thus it needs to really be entered in with real sobriety so that we can do justice to what Srila Prabhupada wanted of our grihastha ashram and our Krishna conscious ladies and men. No doubt much more can be said, but that's it for today. Hare Krishna.